Glory, glory, oh.
Sing another one,
Hector. Oh, gee whiz. God's sake, I don't want it.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Sing
go on.
Ahead.
Go on.
Go on. Go on. All right. Go on.
Oh, Hector Smith
does smart the loot.
His slogan is a two-pack suit. In every pocket, lots of jack. Now that's how he'll bring good times back.
So he has for glory, for glory, for glory. He's going up for glory, glory, glory.
I had a girl, her name was Min. The clothes she wore were awful thin. On chilly days, she looked so glum. The gal was beautiful, but numb.
Going up for glory, for glory, for glory. He's going up for glory, glory, glory.
Well, they say, that be all, Miss Twig? Can I check your oil?
No, that's all right. The oil's all right. Is this the right amount for the gas?
Yes, and that's right. Thank you.
Come on, Hector. Hop in.
Oh, gee, oh, gosh. Chuck, I don't want to butt in.
Oh, come on. Come on, get in.
Come on.
All right. Gee, Whitaker.
There.
Oh,
there.
Just a second. Come right in. You know, Ed,
since
he was talking, Hector certainly made a hit around this town. He's got a lot of friends.
Yeah, but he won't get elected mayor.
Yeah.
Did you ask him about them letters we gave him to mail yesterday?
Yep, he said he mailed them. Addressed both envelopes and mailed one to the General Supply Company and the other one to the counties. You'll certainly be surprised to get that letter, seeing as how you got 8 kids. She won't be so darn anxious to marry you, I reckon.
Well, she ain't anxious to marry me nohow. Huh? She's just trying to get $5,000 out of me. That's all that breach of commerce suit is for.
Yes, I reckon you're right. Well, she's a darn scheming woman, Abe. Darn scheming woman.
How do you do, Miss Newbride?
Howdy, Miss Newbride. What can we do for you?
Oh, now, let me see. Oh, yeah. How much are your donuts?
And them donuts there?
Uh-huh.
Well, they're 15 cents a dozen, Miss Newbride.
Oh, dear. That's quite expensive, aren't they?
Well.
Couldn't you take something off on account of the holes in them?
No, Miss Newbride. We couldn't do that.
No. But I'll tell you what we'll do, Miss Newbride. You bring the holes back, and we'll give you a cent apiece for them.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I'll take a dozen of them in.
Yes, put them in the shack for Miss Newbride, will you, Ed?
Why don't you do it yourself?
Never mind, now. I'll just tell you. Hey, what's the latest news these days, Miss Newbride?
Oh, we've had such an exciting time over at Harold's mother's.
Yeah.
You know, her pet had chickens.
Huh? What's that? Had what? Chickens?
Uh-huh.
Why, Mrs. Newbride, cats don't have chickens. I reckon you mean her cat had kittens.
Well, what was it you sent up there the other day? Kittens or chickens?
Why, we sent up a couple of chickens.
Well, that's what the clerk had.
Yes, but...
Here's your donuts, Miss Newbride.
Oh, thank you. Oh, there's some litter bottom. Did you hear about Mrs. Jones? She's taking my classes out of school because she says the child's studies make her ill.
Mrs. Jones just spoiling Francis. That's what she's doing. Never hear of such tomfoolery. Saying that the things you learn in school will make you sick.
Well, I don't know, Zeb. I learned things in school that made me sick.
Oh, why, Mr. Peterson.
Yes, what's the matter with you?
Well, that's a fact. I did.
You didn't?
I did.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, please.
Yes, well.
Oh, please, don't quarrel about it.
Now, what did you learn at school that made you sick? What did you learn that made you sick?
How to chew tobacco.
I see. You know, Mr. Peters, tobacco is a slow poison.
Well, that suits me. I ain't in no hurry.
You know, that's why Harold doesn't smoke. He says that even the cannibals won't eat people who use tobacco.
Seems to me he's losing a lot of pleasure just to please a few cannibals.
Why, yes, Mrs. Newbride. A good cigar wouldn't hurt Harold none if he smoked it after a meal.
No, sir.
A fellow that doesn't have a good cigar after a meal loses half his dinner.
Yes, but if Harold smoked a cigar after his meal, he'd lose all of his dinner. Goodbye. Oh, I almost forgot. Here, I'll write you a check for the donuts.
Well, Miss Newbride, I don't want to be hard about it, but... You told me you didn't have no money in the bank. You said Harold took out all your money for campaign expenses. Now, how can the bank cash this check?
Oh, but I'm going to fix that right up.
Oh, yeah?
We have plenty of money in the bank now.
Oh, well, all right. Thanks.
Well, how are you going to fix it up, Miss Newbride? You mean you're going to put some money in the bank?
Yes, right away, too. I'm going over there right now and write them a check for $100. Goodbye.
Hey, hold on there.
Oh, shucks, Jeb. Let it go, let it go. Reckon a dozen of donuts won't bust us up in business. She's having a darn tough time of it anyhow with Harold letting that crook Vesper slicker him out all his money and all the rest of it.
Shucks.
Oh, wait, here's the telephone.
You answer it.
Yes. Hello. Yes, him? What's that? A telegram.
Who is it?
It's a gal over the telegraph office. Says she's got a message first, and she wants to read over the phone. And get a pencil and write it down. Will you? Hello. Yes, John. Just a second now. Ready? Ready? Well, hurry up, John.
I got it.
Go ahead. All right, then. Read the message. Sorry, cannot accept. Yes, I got that. Sorry, cannot accept your offer of marriage.
Wait, that ding it is. It must be from the Countess. Go on. What else does she say?
Hello? Yes, and I'm getting it. Wish you luck with your 8 children.
She swallowed that story, hook, line, and sinker.
Keep still a second, Ed. Keep still. Yes, sir. Yes, I got it. Wish you luck with your 8 children. Signed, the General Supply Company.
What's that?
Hello there.
Why, she must be crazy. I never said nothing about marrying the General Supply Company.
Hello? Time to shine it.
What in tarnation is she talking about?
Well, darned if I know, Eb. I can't make heads of that. Eb.
What?
Eb, I got it.
What?
It's Hector.
Hector?
Yes.
You mean Hector's going to marry the General Supply Company?
No. Hector got them letters mixed. He took the letter we writ to the Countess and sent it to the General Supply Company, and the one we writ to them, he sent to the... Oh, gosh, Eb, here she comes.
Who, the Countess?
Yes, here.
What does this letter mean? I'll teach you to letter.
Wait, it's a mistake.
Mistake. There is no mistake, my friend.
Oh, yes, there is.
It is all here in black and white. We can't be bothered with your darn suit. You say that is a mistake.
Listen, Countess, we didn't mean your breach of promise suit. We meant a deep-sea diving suit.
Well, what's the matter?
Bah, imagine I swallow that.
Yes, did you swallow something?
Yes, but Countess, that there letter wasn't meant for you. It's a business letter we writ to the...
Oh, it's easy. Referring to me when you say here, we are certainly not interested in your line.
How's that?
Line. In my line.
What she sounds,
Yes, but listen, Countess.
And this is a business letter, eh? When you say what we want is something nifty in a swimming suit. A business letter.
Very consigned. What in tarnation are you all talking about?
You think because a woman is helpless and alone, you can toss her around like a blossom that is all faded, cast her all with her.
Yes, she's got cast oil with her.
Into the rubbish heap. And all I ask is a paltry $5,000. A paltry $5,000.
You ain't gonna get it.
Now listen, you'll be attracting attention. Listen. You'll have people coming in to see what's going on. Now listen.
Stop it. I'll give in. I'll marry you.
What? Marry me?
Yeah, I'll marry you. But I want you to know right off that I got 8 kids.
8 children? I don't believe it. It's a lie. I don't believe it. Where are they? Where are these 8 children?
Where are them dadband kids, Zeb?
They're staying with their aunt, grandma.
You mean their...
Yes, their aunt.
Grandma.
Their grandma and aunt. Yes, that's it. Their grandma and aunt.
It's a lie. It's a lie, I tell you.
No, it ain't, Carlos. No, it ain't. There's 8 of them. The oldest boy is how old is he, Em?
85.
Yes, exactly. He's...
It is a lie. It is a lie. Mr. Peter Greer is only 52 himself. He told me so. How can this son be older than his father?
It's worry, Countess. Worry. That there boy is just worrying himself into an early old age.
That's a fact.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I often said to his ma that we'd never be able to raise him.
Yeah.
Ah, ma. Ma, I will not listen to such nonsense. Give me $2,500, and I will stop this suit.
No, sir. No, sirree. You say I promised to marry you, and dag darn it, I'll keep my promise. But I won't give you a red cent.
I'll see my attorney about this. We'll make you prove that you have those children.
I'll prove it. I'll prove it. And what's more, I'll have them here by 3:00.
Yeah. Very well, very well. I will be here with my attorney at 3:00. What time is it now?
Let's see, Jim. Well, it's just 11:30.
Half after 11, eh?
Yes.
Well, at 12, you can go jump in the lake.
Why, Dad ding her. I say, Dad ding her hide. Did you hear what she said, Ed? Said at 12:00 I could go jump in the lake.
What in tarnation are you getting so darn excited about? You still got a half hour.